Starts with a quote from Will Durant, who's a famous 20th century historian, who said, "A civilization is not conquered from without until it's corrupted or corroded from within." And Mel Gibson begins the movie with that citation, so it kind of broods over the whole story. You know you're going to see the story of a civilization on the verge of destruction. Now, what makes this civilization so corrupt that he's analyzing? It's the fact of human sacrifice. And here I want to draw attention to the work of René Girard, who's a very prominent 20th century Catholic philosopher. Girard says this: "We tend to organize ourselves dysfunctionally around the scapegoating mechanism. We find someone or some group to blame. And in that process, we isolate them. At the limit, we kill them. But this can also happen in an ordinary conversation. We all gossip about somebody. It can happen in an academic conversation when two academics critique the work of a third. It happens in Hitler's Germany when he said the Jews are the ones to blame. And then he did, in fact, sacrifice them. The idea is the scapegoating mechanism is a dysfunctional way that we order our lives. Well, in this Mayan civilization, Mel Gibson is showing us in a very dramatic way, even a gross way, what this looks like. We find a village invaded precisely for the purpose of finding human victims. These human victims now are carried off like animals, and then we see vividly, grossly depicted, the process by which they are sacrificed. You see, furthermore, how the whole of the society is infected by it. There's great fear, because you never know, you might be the next victim. There's deep mistrust among the various peoples. Even when there's an opportunity to help, it's resisted. It's the way the sacrificial impulse has infected the civilization. René Girard says that's the way human beings have always ordered their lives. And we still do it in a somewhat more subtle way, but we still do it even today. You're in a little coffee klatch, a little conversation, and you're talking about the bears or about the weather, you know. But then, almost inevitably, we end up talking about somebody else. And then we enjoy that. That sets up a sort of fellow feeling. Oh yeah, I heard she did this too. And, oh yeah, and I heard it. We order ourselves as a community around the shared victim. We enjoy this group until we get up to leave. And then we're pretty convinced they're going to order themselves around us. Okay. In the Mel Gibson movie, we see this civilization corrupt. We see why scapegoating violence at its worst, human sacrifice. We see the chase that results when the hero escapes from the altar of sacrifice. But then the movie comes to a kind of abrupt halt when the chased and the chaser both come out on the beach and they see arriving in the boat Christian missionaries. And there's this fellow holding the cross. And the cross is the symbol of the scapegoated victim who breaks scapegoating violence. And they're stopped in their tracks. And Gibson is saying, I think, here comes this new civilization. Here comes this unveiling of the dysfunction of scapegoating violence and the revelation of a new way of ordering our lives. Now, God knows that the Christian church has been corrupt over the centuries. God knows it did terrible things in the New World. But at its best, ideally, Christianity is this unveiling of a new way of ordering our lives. And I think that's what Mel Gibson wanted us to see in this movie. That was the apocalypto, the unveiling, the revelation. In Christianity, we hold up, and that's why in the movie, the holding up of the cross, we hold up a scapegoated victim. Remember Caiaphas in John's Gospel says, wouldn't it be better for one man to die than for the whole nation to be destroyed? That's René Girard's theory. That's the scapegoating mechanism. We all feel that at some level. Wouldn't it be better if we just blame one group or one person and then we'll all feel better about ourselves? Well, Christianity unveils that. It unmasks that. It undermines it. Because God is not saying, yes, good, go ahead. Which you will find in the myths of the world. Over and over again, it's the gods will sanction violence. Apocalypto, you've got priests and the gods sanctioning this violence. The difference of Christianity is God does not sanction it, God undermines it. Because God is now himself the victim. And that's, in some ways, the genius and the uniqueness of Christianity, is that we stand with the victim. Because God stands with the victim. And so it undermines this dysfunctional way of ordering our lives.